Our night, as I was wishing good Shabbos to everybody as they were leaving shul, so someone asked me the following question. I tried to not answer any halachic shalas while saying good Shabbos to people because I don't have full focus. And the Gemara in Beta tells us that a number of Amoraim wouldn't answer shalas on Yom Tov because they drank a little bit, so they might not have a clear head, a clear mind to answer the shalas. So too, I'm wishing good Shabbos to people. I don't have a clear mind to necessarily answer the questions. But the guy had the coat on, and he was 1 foot out the door. He had a chush of guests coming to his house. So I tried paying attention a little bit to him. And the question was as follows. He just found out that one of the guests coming was a Sephardi. And the way the cooking goes on in his house is that his wife turns on the fire. And the garita, the cleaning lady, cooks all the food. So what's the problem? So the problem is, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that Mechaber says, turning on the fire, look inside, number one. Shulchan Aruch paskins in Hilchos Machalta over the Kochavim, Simon Kuf Yud Gimel. Ein Shkiras, which Shkiras means to do a Lashon Havara, you can't turn the fire. Ein Shkiras Hatanur Moeles Elabapas. Turning the flame on, according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Mechaber and the Svardim, only helps get around the Bisha Akum problem when it comes to Pas Akum. So we know the lach is if a goy cooks bread, you can't eat it. But if you turn on the fire, you turn on the flame, you turn on the oven, so that will be enough, and they could put the dough in the oven. The goy could put the dough in the oven, that's going to be fine. That's all good for Pas Yisrael purposes. Aval, says the Mechaber, Bishar HaMisbashim, other things that get cooked, Ein Shkiras HaTanur, V'lo HaLokas HaEi Shemala HaMorit. Turning the fire on for the purpose of Bishul Akum, another problem, that's not going to help. Elahanacha dafka, by placing it in the oven. So there's an Isser Bishul Akum, the Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah, it's an Isser Midirabanam. So what's considered Bishul Akum, what's considered Bishul Yisrael? So according to the Mechaber, it says that you have to place the food in the oven. The Jew has to put the food in the oven to not be Bishul Akum, to be Bishul Yisrael. And apparently in Deal, they have signs in a lot of the restaurants. If you want to have the Mishkiach put the food in for you, you could ask him. He'll put the food in directly to fulfill this halacha, according to the Mechaber. So now, according to this household who asked me this question, he's a Ashkenazi. And the Amorites, number one, the continuation of number one, V'yeish chalk, and others argue, V'svir lehu, and they hold, this is the Shita Sarama, D'halakas ha'esh chitui begachalam mahani lina bishul, by turning on the flame, turning on the fire, that's enough, and that will not be considered bishul akum. So the way Ashkenazim paskim, the way most of us rely on in commercial foods throughout most restaurants, the Mashgiach will just turn the flame on. He's not there putting the food in every. He's not putting the steak on. He's not putting everything in. He just turns the flame on and watches what's coming in and out of the restaurant. So we all rely on this. All the Ashkenazim rely on this Ramah, that turning on the flame is sufficient. So in this person's house, he relies on the Ramah. If he turns on the flame, then the housekeeper does the rest of the cooking. But now it turns out he has a guest coming over to his house. And the guest is Sephardi, which no one told him in the first place. Does he have an obligation now to tell the Sephardi that you cannot eat most of the food in my house tonight because it was cooked, it's Bishul Akum, for the purposes of the Sephardi? That was the Shiloh that was raised. So the question is there an Isra Lifan Iver? Could he just not say anything, have him come over, and he does what he wants? There's, of course, an Isra Lifan Iver to give a Nazir Yayin. To give a Nazir Yayin would be Lifan Iver. To give a person non-kosher food, pig, that's Lifan Iver. So to give a Sephardi what you think is kosher and he thinks is treif, would that be an Isser of Lifneiver? That was a Shiloh. So I'm trying to think. He's got a coat on him. He's got a Rav coming to his house for dinner with a bunch of other guests. I'm trying to take a chop. I'm trying to pay attention. So I said, I really don't know. But I said, there's a Ritva in Sukkah that seems to talk about this point. And Bishas Adachak, you can rely on the Shitas Ritva. What's the Shitas Ritva? So the Ritva is talking about a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Yud, Amun Beis. The Gemara in Sukkah has a machlokus about Noye Sukkah, Hamuflogim Mimena Arba. You have a schach and you have some of the decorations hanging 4 tvachim below the schach. Now that's going to be possibly a hefsek. It's going to be a hefsek between me and the schach. So what's the halacha? Is Sukkah, Noye Sukkah, Muflogim Mimenu Arba, Rav Nachman holds Kshera. Such a Sukkah would be kosher. It's not going to be disqualified by hanging the decorations. And Rav Chista Viraba Bar Rav Huna Amri Psula. And they hold this possible. Now it's very important to know who says what. Rav Nachman says kosher, and Rav Chista V'Rabba Bar Rav Huna say it's possible. If you have decorations hanging below 4 tvachim, it's going to be a problem of the schach, sitting below that. So Rav Chista, Gemara has a ma'isa. One time, Rav Chista, Rabba, Bar Rav Huna. These two Amoraim who held that such a schach would be possible. They iklai the Bay Reish Galusa. They went to visit the house of Reish Galusa on Sukkos. Agninhu Rav Nachman besukkah shenoye muflagim nimenu arbab tvachim. Now, who is Rav Nachman with relation to Reish Galusa? Anybody know? Rav Nachman, who was he to the Reish Galusa?
Son-in-law.
Rav Nachman was the son-in-law. So they went to visit the Reish Galusa, and when he went to the big palace of the Reish Galusa, Rav Nachman was in his own family sukkah, and in that sukkah he had the noye sukkah, the decorations hanging four tvachim lower from the schach. So the Rav Chista and Rabba Bar Rav Huna entered into the sukkah of Rav Huna, of Rav Nachman, and Ashtiku v'lo amri lei v'lo mide. They walked into the sukkah, they saw the decorations hanging, and they didn't say a thing. They didn't say, "Oh, Rav Nachman, this is a pasul sukkah." So Amar Lahu, so Rav Nachman, who's a very sharp individual, you see throughout Shas, he's very, very sharp, very aggressive, strong individual. He says, "Hader b'hu rabbanan mishmaisayu? You guys chozer? Don't you hold such a sukkah with these hanging decorations? Isn't it puzzle? How are you sitting in the sukkah and eating with me? It's puzzle. You guys retracted, you agreed to me?" Amar Lahu, they said, "No, anu anan shluchei mitzvah anan. We are shluchei mitzvah. We're here to do the mitzvah of hakbil pnei rabo b'regio. We're visiting the Reish Galusa. We're visiting Rav Nachman. And shluchei mitzvah are pturin mina sukkah. But had we been chayiv, so then we wouldn't have sit in your sukkah." So that's what the Gemara says. So the Ritva quotes a Yeshomim. So the Ritva number 3 says, Yeshomim, Dimeha, from this sugya, Shmainan, there were those who wanted to learn the following halacha. Shehamaychal l'chaveir, a person who's giving food to his friend, Mashahu mutter lo, what's mutter for me? What's mutter for Rav Nachman in this case, this schach, mutter lo fri daito, according to the way he paskins, ein bazeh mishum lefneiver. He's allowed to hand his guests, Rav Chista v'Rabba, he could hand them this food because for him it's mutter. And it's not a violation of lifnei iver. V'yafapi, even though sheyodeya b'chaveiro shehu aser lo, even though he knows the opinion of Rav Chista and Rabba bar Rav Huna, that they hold this aser such a schach, lefi daito v'chaveiro b'hara, according to their opinion, according to the Rebbe, Shehamaycha, the one feeding them, in this case it's Rav Nachman, the one feeding them, Hayagam ken roi laharav, he's also qualified to make his own psak. V'somech al daito, he could be somech on his own das. L'hachil la'atzmo u'lachem l'fi daito, he could feed himself, and he could feed others. So according to this, the Yesh Omrim say, that in my house, if I paskin, I have who to rely on, that it's a good sukkah, it's a good kosher food, I don't have to tell them, I didn't tell them what was going on.
How does the Ripa make the leap from being mevatel on asei to being over on Allah?
So you're assuming that eating outside the sukkah is only a bitul asei. According to Pnei Yeshua, it's an isra asei. It's a very good point. But also lifnei iver. So once an isra asei, lifnei iver, there's no chilik between isra asei versus lav. Lifnei iver will apply to all types of isurim, whether it be lav or bitul asei. But it's a jump.
What?
So Rav Nachman should have said, the Gemara says he was feeding them food. Otherwise, just sitting in the sukkah isn't a problem. So they must have been eating. How could Rav Nachman feed them food if he knew their shita, that this is a pasul sukkah? So from the fact that he didn't say a thing to them and allowed them to eat, indicates that there is no iser lefneiver. So this is why I told the individual. I said, I don't know the halacha. It's an interesting question. But I know there's this ritva that says it's permitted. There's no violation of lefneiver. And given the circumstances, you're going to tell the guy, I'm sorry, you can't eat at my house. You're going to embarrass your wife. So based on that, I thought it was enough to say that you could feed the Sephardi and not say anything to them. So when I went home...
Maybe it's upon them to ask.
No, lifnei iver, no. If I give a wine to Nazir, well, he didn't ask me, but I gave him wine. That's an isser lifnei iver.
It's the difference. If this guy walks into a sukkah, he can see for himself and know, but he doesn't know what's going on.
Very good. So that's what the Ritva says. So I didn't know this part of I forgot this part of the Ritva. So I went home, and I looked up the Ritva, and the Ritva says, Venirli. Look at the second half of number 3. Venirli. So the Ritva is quoting a Yesh Omrim. But Nirli says the Ritva, Tehacha dafka mipnesha iser nikir l'chaver, like you just said, Avi, that because they walk in the sukkah, they can see the decorations hanging, so I don't have to tell them, it's up to them. It's clearly saying it's nikir. But it's something that's not recognizable, such as Bishul Akum. You can't tell whether the food was cooked by a goy or not. There's no indication of Bishul Akum or Bishul Yisrael. In that case, as the Ritva, there would be an Isser Lifnei Iver. Oh, great. run over to the guy's house now and tell him that I'm sorry, but you know, the challah is probably okay. That's pas yisrael. That's okay, the challah. But beyond that, everything else is a problem here. So I looked a little further between Kiddush and Hamotzi in my own house, trying to gather some svarim together, hoping I did something correct. The Gemara, those learning Daf Yomi will notice recently, for the past week or so of Daf Yomi, there have been three or four cases where Rav Papa or Rav, I think, yesterday made a mistake in their psak, and they had Chalishas Das. He said a certain psak, and they said, no, something else happened. He had Chalishas Das. But then they found out other Iglai Milsal and Mafreya, turns out that actually he was correct for the wrong reason. So I was hoping that maybe I'll be correct for the wrong reason.
Well, you could say the so, 5 pounds snicker that somebody else. No,
they should know. They should know that you come to five towns. You gotta know that there's a. You should know that you're eating, the non-Jews are making the food. Okay.
So you're fine.
Thank you. Okay. Beautiful. So I did a little further research, and the only one I found to speak about the Aruch Haner was the Aruch Haner on the Ritva. No one else spoke about this Ritva. So I found the Aruch Haner on Sukkah, and the Aruch Haner makes things more problematic. He says, Ayotse mizeh, what comes out from all this is le'inyan dina, le'halach le'maisa, says Aruch Haner. The li'olam, in every case, yesh lomar de'osr lite mide. In every scenario, you shouldn't give something osr to them. It's lifnei iver. Jump down a line to the bold. V'af al pi de'efshir lahakir. Even if he's able to recognize it, if he comes into my sukkah and he could see the decorations, even in that case, where the ritva relied and allowed to do, he says, yesh lachush shemalo yakir. Maybe he's not going to recognize it. Udulo kiritva. So any time, says the Aruch Haner, where for you it's mutter and for them it's asr, it's a violation of lifnei iver, even if he could recognize that there's something wrong.
How,
good question. How does he explain pshat in the Gemara? So I'm not sure how he explains pshat. It's a good question. I don't know. I'm not sure. It could be that maybe they held that way, but lemaisa we don't put that into practice. So now we have a big problem. So I send this guy off, feeding his Sephardi some Bishul Akum food. He's violating the Isser Lifnei Iver. In general, the question is, how bad is the Isser Lifnei Iver? How bad is the Isser Bishul Akum? So according to some, so Lifnei Iver, there's a machlokis in the Rishonim and the Sanhedrin, Rabbi Kivager has a whole discussion with the Hakir Lifnei Iver. Is Lifnei Iver a Isser Klali or an Isser Prati? So if I feed a Nazir wine, is it as if I'm violating Isser Naziris of drinking wine? Or no, this is general Isser Lifnei Iver. And it applies to many cases. So I gave him some Isser. Which Isser was I having him involved with? Was it Bishul Akum Isser? Is it as if now this Ashkenazi, who's allowed to eat the food, but he gives the Sephardi the food, is it as if he's eating Bishul Akum? No, that's so bad, Bishul Akum. It's Isser Derabanan. But perhaps it's an Isser Deraisa Lifnei Iver now, of the general Isser Lifnei Iver. So now I'm troubled what was going on. So now I was trying to think in my head. Only so much I could do. So then popped in my head was the Gemara in Brachos, number 5. Mar Brachos tells us, Gadol Kavod HaBrios, Shedoche Es Lo Saseh Shebetorah. So I was assuming that the guy's wife would be very embarrassed and if she made food and the guests couldn't eat, or one or two of the guests couldn't eat. So we know, Kavod Brios, when the person's going to be embarrassed, so then I can violate Lo Saseh Shebetorah. Now, it can't violate their rices, even though the sentence is presented as a lo saseh shebetorah. The Gemara goes on to explain it's referring to the Isser. Which Isser?
Shatnez.
Nope, not Shatnez. That's the Gemara's overall context. But what Isser here? Lo saser. The Isser that can violate is lo saser. Lo saser means you have to listen to the Chachamim. So it really means, even though it says lo saseh shebetorah, it really means a lo saseh midrabanim. So kavod brios could be doche lo saseh midrabanan. A classic example of this is a person who needs to use toilet paper on Shabbos, so you can cut toilet paper on Shabbos, but the covered brios purposes, if there's no tissues there, so you're not allowed to cut on the line, because that's an Isser Malacha Deraisa of Mechatech, cutting things exactly, or Mechatech, that's an Isser Deraisa. So an Isser Deraisa, covered brios, cannot doche an Isser Deraisa. But if you tear it, not on the lines, but tear in between, that's only an Isser Kareya. Why is it only an Isser midrabanan, though? Kareya is one of the Lamates Malachos. So it's only Isser Midrabanan, though. Exactly. Right, the Mishnah says, Kora al Manas Litzvor. You have to tear in order to re-sew. When you're tearing the toilet paper, you're not trying to re-sew it, obviously. So it's only an Isser Midrabanan. So if a person's in a situation where there are no tissues, you could tear the toilet paper, not on the lines, where it's only an Isser Midrabanan of Kareya, Shelo al Manas Litzvor. And an Isser Midrabanan could be Doche, the covered brios, rather, could be Doche, the Isser Midrabanan.
Also, it's paper, not a material. It's also made another cool.
Yeah, could it be, yeah? The fact that it was put together, could be, yeah. I said, what's the essay here? That's an interesting question. Asa Dechalos essay. We don't apply though. He could have went elsewhere. Right. What?
I don't think you have to mitzvah on Zorchim anyway. My friends?
If your friends, or they might not be. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It could be. I don't know. It could be. Go, maybe guests are only people who have no other place to eat. Maybe. I'm not sure. It's an interesting thought. Interesting thought. So anyways, I thought this was an answer, though. Maybe the, again, the covered brios, the embarrassment, this guest would be, I'm sorry, you can't eat here. And maybe the embarrassment of the wife, that could perhaps docha the ism midirabanon of Bishul Akum. So that's what I was thinking. I spoke to Rav Schechter. He wasn't very fond of this approach because it's very dangerous. How do you define, covered brios? You know, I'm a little embarrassed. Well, what type of embarrassment? What extent does it go? So he wasn't so into that approach.
Is that subjective or objective?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Lemaisa, I don't know how to apply it. I don't know. So then the last approach, which is really the big clue of why what I told him to do was correct, but for a different reason, is a long tshuva of Rav Avadia Yosef. Now, Rav Avadia is talking about a scenario, what many Sephardim do. I'm not choshing any Sephardi in this room right now. I see there are a few of them here. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But he's trying to melamed tchus on those who eat in hotels and restaurants under the Vada Kashrus, who rely on the Ashkenazim of turning on the fire. And the non-Jews are putting the pizza might be pas, but putting food or steaks on the grill, the hamburgers on the grill. So that's going to be a problem of Bishul Akum for the Sephardim, because the Hanacha has to be placed by a Jew, by the Mashkiach. So I think most of them in five towns, most of the city restaurants probably are not having the Mashkiach put the food on. If there's a kosher chef, which is very likely, then that's okay. So the Sfarim, they'll let the Mashkiach will do it. Some Ashkenazim are makbid also to do this. The Ramah says only a Yesh Omrim allow the fire to be sufficient, but there are many Ashkenazim who will not will rely on this Ramah. That's why many of them want like the High Misha brands as opposed to the OU brands, because OU relies on the turning the fire on, and the High Misha brands that they're putting the food, the actual Hanacha, even for the Ashkenazim, there's room to be Machmir. So the Rav Avadia is trying to find a limud zechus for the Sfardim who eat in such restaurants and such hotels, which simply rely on the Mashkiach turning on the fire. So he goes to Kedarko, the whole sugya and the various heterim and kulas of Bishul Akum. So let's go one by one. We're going to jump through the bold. So number six, we're going to start with the paragraph Tshuva. The second paragraph is Tshuva the Ran. He quotes the Ran in Avodah Zarah. And the Ran says at the end of his quotation here, in the bold, about halakas ha'esh levada, ayidei Yisrael. A Jew just turning on the fire and doing nothing else, eina mo'ila lahatir bishul goyim, it doesn't work to get around bishul akum, ve'ein bedavar zeh shum safek klal. There's not even a safek, says Aran. This is no heter at all for turning on the fire. That's Shita Saran. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote any other opinion that allows for it. Now, despite the fact that the Shulchan Aruch and the Aran are so strong that turning on the fire isn't good, he does acknowledge at the end of this paragraph the Ramah, who has the Yesh Cholkim Vomrim Sharlakas Eish Ochitoi Begechalim Mo'ila Gamla Gavi Bishul. He does acknowledge the Ashkenazim's opinion that turning on the fire is sufficient for getting around the problem of Bishul Akum. So what do you do? Problem is, the Ramah doesn't do much for the Sfardim. We acknowledge the Sfardim. The Sfardim don't acknowledge us. That's how it works. So look what the paragraph says. Look at the next line here. Nimsa.
It's not that we're not
acknowledging,
it's that we need another step.
Nimsa. Look what he said. Nimsa, the next paragraph. Nimsa she'adavar shana bimachlokes ha'poskim. U'biyos shanu Sfardim. We the Sfardim. Ve'edus ha'mizrach. Kabalnu aleinu, we took upon ourselves horos maran ha'shulchan aruch. Ein lanu lahakil bazeh. Mikaven shadas maran le'esor af b'dievin. Since the maran shulchan aruch mechaber writes aser, if you turn on the fire, I don't care what the Ashkenazim say, I don't care what the Ramah says, for us it means nothing. Go down a little bit further in the paragraph, in the bold. For Rak v'nei Ashkenaz, hayotzim b'yad Ramah, only the Ashkenazim who rely on the Ramah, yichon lahakil bazeh, they're allowed to rely on this. But we can't. Yes, they say.
So
they use that, yeah. What?
It's a machlokas.
It's a machlokas, but that machlokas, we could only rely on this Ramah as a kula for us. The Sfardim cannot at this stage. Vine yedua mashakasa marana chida b'sefer dvar machadim. She svardi she mekel kadas haramah. Listen to this line. Anyone who follows the Ramah b'nigur laharas maran against the mechaber chayiv lasos tshuva v'kapara. Ki avoseinu kiblu aleim, our ancestors took upon themselves alzar and also their children kechol asher yomer maran b'shulchano hatar, that they have to pass like the mechaber, and we do not acknowledge, as the Rav Avadia, we do not acknowledge at all the Ramah. Not that we think it's nothing, just for our custom. We're not belittling the Ramah, but they have their custom, which we can do, and we have our custom, and we have no masora to follow what the Ramah says. What? Right, no, that's different, because Beis Shammai, we say Eino Mishnah. We completely reject Beis Shammai. So we, Ashkenazim, recognize Sfarim have a Shita, and the Sfarim recognize that we have a Shita. But they hold, we can, the Sfarim do not acknowledge, they do not bring the Ashkenazim, suck them into their halacha. They don't do that. Whatever the Ramah says, that's for them, but not for the Sfarim. They acknowledge that we have our own Shita, which is okay. What we do is okay in our world, but they, for themselves, do not rely on this. And he writes at the end of the paragraph, Uve'emes, in truth, Shirabim Mesvardim Vedus Mizrach Misachsin Batimelon. They go to these hotels, Vinichnosin Musados, they go to the restaurants, for Ochlin Sham Bisomchana Tudas Akashish or Banus Arishis, they go, they find the Tuda, and they think it's good. The Ain each Sham Alev, they don't pay attention. So one time I was in Israel, I think 2 years ago, with my parents, who went to a restaurant, and it was under a Svardi Tuda. And you have to be careful, because what they had built, Yosef Shchita, is different than us. And also, there's another thing that they give what's that meat called, the centerpiece, that small little filet mignon, right? So Ashkenazim don't have any filet mignon, that small piece of any of the thigh, the right or the left. But I think the Sfardim do give the left thigh to be eaten. Is that true? Do you know this?
No, only if someone's bucky and nikur, then he knows how to take out the veins, and then you can have it.
The left side, right. So the guy there, I said, what is it? Is this like the real, is it like a fake or the real stuff? The Sephardi Mashkiach came out. He told me, this is the real stuff, but you could have it. I said, no, I'm an Ashkenazi. I can't. He says, no, you could have it. It's okay. So for this, I said, I'm not trusting you anymore then, all right? Okay. So they have different halachas. So you can't just go into any restaurant, because as a Tudan, as a good Mashkiach, for Ashkenazim, you have different halachas. And for the Sephardim, there are different halachas.
Rabbi Levin, it might be a bit of a mis thing. That in reference to Bishul Akam, in reference to Beis Yosef Shchita, it's not that it's different. It's a higher standard. Therefore, an Ashkenazi is covered.
No, they're kools and chumras on both ends. They're both. You have to look at it. They're both. There are certain chumras that the Beis Yosef has that Ramah doesn't have, and Ramah also has different ones, depending on the different size of the different cuts in the lungs. That's a different topic. We'll do another time. But there are chumras in both ways. There are. It's not Husafa necessarily.
Beis Yosef, he's more careful with the lungs than the Ramah.
Right, but Ramah has other chumras that the Beis Yosef doesn't have. Oh. Okay, fine. So let's go weiter. The Gemara now says, not the Gemara, the Yichaveh Das, the Rav Avadia says further. V'nir l'lamed z'chus ala hanagin l'hakil b'davar. I want to find the limud z'chus for my svardim. Why? So what's the first kul he suggests? He quotes a Tosas in Avodah Zarah that says, I'm reading it bold again, the last paragraph on page number 2. Shim ha-goy mevashel bebeisel shel Yisrael, if a goy is cooking in the house bebeis Yisrael, it's a mutter. The big kula of the Tosos, that bebeis Yisrael, there is no Bishul Akam problems. That means here in the five towns, Pini was saying, everyone's permitted. They're all in the Jewish homes. All the cooking is completely 100% permitted to the Fishitas Tosos. And the Svar is, because why is Bishul Akam Aser? This has become Mishur Mechasnas. We're afraid they're going to develop a relationship and perhaps intermarriage. Or they might feed you non-kosher foods. So we say to keep them away from any cooking. Says the Tosas that only applies if it's in their house. If they're coming to my house with my family, you're not building a relationship with your housekeeper in your house with your family. And also they're not bringing other non-kosher food into the house, says Shitas Tosos. And for that, some do. But according to Tosas, he thought this wasn't of concern. He says no one's bringing non-kosher food in, not building a relationship with the person who's working in your house. So therefore, Bebeis Yisrael, says Tosos, it's completely permitted. But Rabbeinu Tam quickly rejects this. It doesn't make any sense. They could bring non-kosher food in, like David said. You could still build a relationship with a non-Jew who's working in your house. So the Rabbeinu Tam rejects such a heter of Bishul Akam Bebeis Yisrael. Now go to the next page, page number 3. I know there's a lot here. We're just going reading through the bold. So he writes, okay. Ubedvadai ha'ikir le'aser kedas rova poskim. The psak is, we do not allow the heter of Beis Yisrael. a bisha akum in Beis Yisrael is still aser the fishita samachaber. So that's not going to be good enough heter for this svardim. Ulam reisi lagon revifrol birdugu b'sefer Torah emes another kula. Shemiduyak lashon maran hashulchan aruch asu chachamim lechol pas shagoyim ov de'avodah zara. Why do you add the words ov de'avodah zara? Just simply say it's aser to eat the pasta bread of a goy. Why ov de'avodah zara? Some goyim are not ov de'avodah zara. So he makes the deal kayanira shagoyim shebar tosenu living in Eretz Yisrael shem yishme'elim ve'enay ov de'avodah zara muter lechol mibishulem umipasam. So it comes to a guy who's not an Ovei Avodah Zarah, according to this Diuk, there is no Isser Bishul Akum. Eretz Yisrael, Arab. So it depends who your housekeeper is. If she's Roman Catholic, if she's whatever type of, if she's not religious at all, it depends whether she's a Avodah Zarah, according to this Heter. Is this a cool or not? Let's see. But he says this doesn't make any sense. Because if the whole Isser, because of Bishul Akum, is you might intermarry, or they're going to feed you tray food, so who cares whether they're Avodah Zarah or not Avodah Zarah? So that's quickly rejected. Look at the last line of the paragraph. Lefikach, therefore, gam bibishul goy bebeis Yisrael ein lismoch lahakel afilu baravim she'enim over the avodah zara. Even for Arabs who don't worship avodah zara, there is no kula for bishul akum bebeis Yisrael. So now he's still trying to rummage for some heter for the svardim who eat in the restaurants. Ulam, next paragraph he says, begoyshu sachir etzlenim. Let's say a guy you hire, a woman you hire to work in your house. Now here there is some room for kula. Why? There are those who say, "Osam kedin avadim u'shvachos haknuim lanu." Shadas kama poskim lahaka behem. Shulchan Aruch brings down an opinion. If you have an eved kanani or shivcha kananis that you own, so then there is no bishul akum problem. And the reason is because you're not going to build a relationship. You're not going to get married to a slave. That just doesn't work. There's no relationship in that regard. Look what he says in the underline now. To get married, this decree of Isser Chasnas, the Kir Vadas in this relationship building, someone who's working with a nice relationship, that you get along with an employee, that they have the right to walk away if they want to. About Elu, these are Vadim, Osim Heim Bein Yirtzu Bein Lirtzu, that you own them, they're your slaves, they have no choice, there's no relationship here. So it comes to Avadim that you own, Eved Kanani and Shifcha Kananis, there is no Isser Bishul Akum according to many Rishonim, and the Mechaber actually brings this Lahalacha in Simon Kuf Yud Gimel. V'sayim, and he concludes, they don't seem clear to me. So they pask, and he quotes from there's a Rashba quoting that it would be Aser. Even though such an opinion exists, Rashba is not comfortable with the heter of Eved Kanani and Shivcha Kananis. Okay, we still see that it's such a heter though. But he quotes the Shulchan Aruch later down the paragraph that Yesh Shematir Bishvachal Shalanu V'yesh Misha Oser Af B'dievet. So the Mechaber now acknowledges two opinions. Maybe an Eved Kanani and a Shivcha Kananis that I own, maybe it would be a heter of Bishul Akum, maybe it wouldn't. But once the Mechaber acknowledges it as a heter, as a shita, that's already significant. So now, we don't own our avadim, we don't own our shvachos, they're not ours. How do you make that jump? So he says, Nogin l'haka b'beis Yisrael, v'kosev hashach, now towards the end of page number 3, shemidivri haramah, nira shafilu b'shvachos haschuros shelanu yesh l'haka. So now there's a jump. The ramah, and the shach's understanding of the ramah, is even a housekeeper that you are simply paying as an employee, not as a, that you own it, but as an employee, according to the Ramah and the Shach, that's a kula, that's under that heter of a Shivcha Kananis, even though you don't own her, that's still considered a heter. And the reason being is because since she can really walk away, but she's still your employee, so you have something above her, and therefore there's no concern of building a relationship, and Isser Chasnas, there's a kula. And not everybody agrees to this, but these are the jumps. So again, some say there's a heter of Shivcha Kananis. Not everybody holds that way. If you hold that there's a heter of Shivcha Kananis, some hold that there's a heter even to a one you hire as an employee. So these are the jumps that the Ravadi is trying to find as a perhaps a kula for the restaurants. Okay. Now let's go to page number 4. So just to review some of the heterim, we had the turning on the fire that the Ramah acknowledges but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't acknowledge. We have the Beis Yisrael heter, that whenever it's in the house of the Jew, there's never an issue. The other heter of, if it's not a Avodah Zarah, it's not considered a Bishlakum. The heter of an Eved, a Shivcha Kananis, and the heter of a Schiris. Those are the different heterim that the Shulchan Aruch was throwing around. Nothing so clear, but a bunch of things to rely on.
Any type of food, right?
Any type of food. Well, that when it comes to Bishlakum, it's only concerned if it's cooked from raw, nechal, if it's Eino Nechal Chai. If you have food that's recooked, if I warm up something in the microwave, that's not a problem. If it's already cooked. Only if they cook from beginning till end, is it a problem.
Even something that could be eaten.
No. If it's nechal chai, if it can be eaten raw, let's say apple, and they baked apple, that's not a problem. That's a whole, that's, I didn't get involved in the overall sugya. Always has to be something that's a nechal shulchan melachim, that's eaten on the king's table or the president's table that he'd serve in his house. Something that wouldn't be served on the table, that's not considered a chashiv, then popcorn would be an example. Let's say some say that's not, so no one serves popcorn in the White House. So maybe that wouldn't be a problem with Bishul Akum. Okay. So, putting all these kulas together, says Rav Avadia, the last page, the bold Me'ata, around 8 lines down from the top. Me'ata, from now, benidon didon, our case of the restaurants, yesh lanu hatamim ha'elu, lahakel b'tsirf hatam rishon, we could combine all these different reasons together, she'yisrael madlik eshesh. The first one is that the Jew turned on the fire. Even though Svaradim don't normally rely on that, but if you add it with all the other Svaras, im kain yesh lanu svek sveka lahatir, we have a double suffix to permit the Svaradim to eat in such restaurants. Number one, shem alacha kaposkim hasovrim shagam bibishule goyim hetiru behesek aideisel. Perhaps, even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't acknowledge it, perhaps we do rely on the Ramah that if the Yisrael turns on the fire, that's enough. V'lorak bepasakum. Vim tim salomar kedivri acholkum. If you pasken like the Mechaber that the fire turning on the fire is not good enough, shem halacha ka omrim shebapolim hamuschar mebeis Yisrael yesh lakum. Maybe you can rely on those shitas of the shach that a hired worker, an employee in your house, is not considered bishakum. Problem is, afal pisha shnei svekos heim neged maran shekablanu harasav. Even though both these coolers are only mentioned by the Ramah, the Schiris is mentioned by the Ramah only, and turning on the fire is only mentioned by the Ramah, and we don't acknowledge the Ramah, says Rav Avadia. Still, afil beser bishul agoyim. I'm sorry, shein l'smoch al svek sveka, kishe shnei svekos neged maran. We don't paskin like two svekos when their maran doesn't even acknowledge them. But afil beser bishul agoyim, even though the iser is only an iser mirdebanim, still he quotes, Ulam gam haRabbi Yosef Chaim Atzmo himself saw him that way, that you can't do that. But miu, he retracts l'das maran hachida holds iyef shar lachalik b'zeh she'asa svek sveko af sheshnei svekos neged das maran. Still he quotes poskim saying that even though both svekos are against the Shulchan Aruch, you are allowed to combine them together. When it comes to a svek sveka legabein isim riderbanan of bishul akum, then you can rely on such a shita. If it's one safek against Issa Midrabanan, not, but since it's a Svek Sveka, and it's only an Issa Midrabanan, says Rav Avadia, there's room to rely on such a Kula.
How does that work in restaurants and hotels?
So putting all together now, so firstly, they turn the fire on, number one. Number two is if it's owned by Yisrael, I assume, he assumes that's a considered Beis Yisrael, that's a house of a Jew. It's not where he lives, it's who owns it. So that's a double suffix there of the employee, the chef, is an employee, Schiris, the Beis Yisrael, and the Mashkiach turns on the fire.
So the Rav Avadia gives a Hetzer
L'Chatchila? Look at the last line, we'll put it together in the last line. Yeah, Akibi, you had a question?
I was just wondering like whether we apply this concept as Safek and Sekhseka when it comes to where there's a Machlokas, Rishonim, Achronim, and so on and so forth. Is that...
Right, so that's part of the issue. How do you, what's considered a Safek? If there's one Das Yachid who goes against all the Rishonim, do we acknowledge him as a Shita? Like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai ain't no mission. We never, ever consider Shitas Beis Shammai. So what's considered a good Shita to be considered a Safek? So unclear. So in general, it seems that Rav Avadia would not acknowledge anything that's not mentioned by the Shulchan Aruch is not considered a Shita in the world of the Svaradim. But given the fact that there's a, it's an Issa Midrabanan, and there's so many different layers here, and perhaps that all the Svaradim are doing this anyways, you need to find a Limud Zchus, putting it all together, it seems that that's what he's putting together. But I wouldn't use this as a model for other applications necessarily, to just because there's one far-fetched... You know, another example is that there's some Masada Kedushin who are makbid to have Edei Bedekin. Have Edei as Bedekin. So Rav Soloveitchik was a makbid of any of the why you are Shiva, not makbid on this. I don't know about the other yeshivas. There's one shita in the Mordechai who says the Bedekin is considered a chuppah, so they have Edei just to be yotze that shita of the Mordechai. You have to go to such great extent to be yotze every single shita out there. It's not great extent, but... You know, I was mechabi to be an aide bedekin. So I knew the Masada Kedushin. The guy is 2 years younger than me. I said, oh, what a chummer you're doing. He got very insulted when I said that to him. He said, yeah, the Mordechai thought it was a good thing to do. We should do this also. Does that mean we do every single chummer, every single shita that's out there? Certainly not. So it's pretty much if the Beis Yosef brings it in, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it in, the Ramah brings it in, the Mishnah Berurah brings it in, that's considered usually a shita that we could take into account of weighing the possibilities. But there's some random Rabbeinu Yerucham that no one acknowledges, then... That's what it seems like, yeah. And this shaila was in Eretz Yisrael. So most of them are owned by Jews. So let's look what he says at the end, the sikkum here. Gam hasvardim ubnei edus ha-mizrach yishlem al-mash yismichu. They have who to rely on, lisareach, ule'echel bebatei malon u'masadot. They have who to rely on in these restaurants, these hotels. Haksherim aidei hashkachas ha-rabonus ha-mekomis. Whichever hashkach it is. Sorry, I didn't say it in Hebrew. I know it's not the same. I say it in my Ashkenazi. Even though the chef is non-Jewish, he turns on the fire. He turns it on. There's who to rely on. But he concludes by saying, "So that's the what he says. So the mice in this particular shaila. So in the end of the day. So there's who to rely on. So to embarrass the individual, to embarrass the wife, and all these together, so speaking to Rav Shech and speaking to Rav Weinberg, they both agreed that it was okay. In that case, even tell him the chachila not to say anything to the individual. But certainly if you had a little foresight, if you knew a Sephardi was coming, either let him know, tell him that this is what we're doing, it's up to him to rely on whether he wants to eat such food, or for his wife to cook more of the food to make the Sephardi more comfortable. But given the situation that was so b'dieved, they agreed that it was okay for him to eat and not tell anything.
With all of this, if somebody came to you with that, again, same situation, what would you do?
If it was, again, last minute, I would say,
same
eat it.
Situation.
I would say, go, don't say anything to him. If he asked me a few days earlier, I would say, let him know, or cook the food differently.
It would be much more difficult, though, if it happened the other way, on Pesach.
Ah, so certainly. If it's Pesach and Gebrocks and Kitnios, that's more of a serious issue. But you would imagine that they would know, firstly, this nicker. If you rely on the Ritva, they would recognize hopefully some of the beans and whatever else, kidneys might be there. And you would imagine if he's going to a Sephardi house, he would know to ask such questions. But yeah, if he didn't know.
If he's not going to Sephardi, he wouldn't go.
Right. So, Einachanami.
Is this the same shayla with Chalav Yisrael?
It depends. So this question, Chalav Yisrael, depends how you take it. Let's look at this last two pieces here. And Chalav Yisrael might be, each case has to be analyzed differently, of course, but Chalav Yisrael would be different depending on why a person is machpin in Chalav Yisrael. If it's Mitars Chumra or Mitars Isser. So let's look at the next two pieces here and then we'll finish here. The Shar Melech and Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach are talking about the opposite case here. Opposite case is, let's say, where you as the Baal Bas, you are Machmir. Let's say that you're the Sephardi, and Ashkenazi is eating at your house, so he is the coolest. But there's an example where you're Machmir in something, can you have him do something mutter for him, but us or for you? The example they talk about is opening plastic bottles, let's say. Let's say you're Machbid not to open up plastic bottles on Shabbos, so can you ask someone else to open up the plastic bottle for you, the bottle cap on Shabbos for you? So these two are not talking about that situation, but maybe in a week or two, I'm going to give that on a Sunday, about that case, can you ask someone else to open the bottle for you? So the Shar Melech talks about a different case of smoking some type of a ner shel chelev, of iser chelev, chelev aser karis. So now you can't eat any chelev, certain parts of the fat of an animal. So are you allowed to smoke it, use it as tobacco? Is that considered some type of a chila or not? So the Shar Melech said, look what the Shar Melech writes in number 7. Mitoch ha'amur nir sheyesh lo chiyach ma sheyesh min ha-safek al ha-monim atzman me lahalik ha-tutun b'ner shel chelev. Those who say it's aser to smoke this type of fat, ishari le litnam lemi shenoeg ba heter shel ikenu. Is it permitted for him to give this fat for the other guy to smoke because he thinks it's permitted? Is that lifnei iver? I think it's aser, he thinks it's mutter. So that's the opposite case. Before we're talking about, for me it's mutter, for them it's aser, now for me it's aser, I'm not doing anything wrong, he's doing it. It's his call. So he says, v'lo ka'avra lifnei iver, that's not an iser of lifnei iver, kevin delididei shari, since for him it's permitted, there's no violation of lifnei iver. That's what he paskins like. So I had a similar case to this, I'm just thinking about this right now, that I was learning somewhere, this was 2 summers ago, and a guy was walking and a box of cigarettes fell out of his pocket. So the way I hold and my Rebbeim hold, it's also to smoke. Am I allowed to do Hashemus Aveda, return the pack of cigarettes to him, because I think it's Aser? Is that Lifnei Iver by handing him a pack of cigarettes? Is there a mitzvah Hashemus Aveda to return something that's Aser, to return something that's Mazik him, according to the way I hold, my Rebbeim hold? Or no, I can return it to him, because according to the way he holds, I guess, some certainly permit smoking. And in his world, it's Mutter. So is one allowed to do that? So it's a similar case to this as well. The mice, I didn't pick it up. I did not pick it up. That's how I hold. So that's I paskin, but I'm not sure. So anyway, it's a similar question. So I may have people do that. I assume he had who to rely on. I don't want to find another topic about smoking. It's a good topic, but either way, I did not return it, so I didn't violate Lifnei Iver. But I may have been mevatel Hashavas Aveda. I don't think I was though. I think speaking to various poskim, I think what I did was correct. I did a mitzvah. I saved his life for an extra few days. Okay, fine. Okay, fine. So the last thing here, Shlomo Zalman is.
He's somebody who. There are people that the smoking does not affect them.
Uh huh. Unless he's one of those.
There are.
Right. People are serving with smoke till 100. Rav.
That's not your. Right. It's a sakana.
Rav, one of the Kubalim, Rav Kaduri, he smoked till he was 100, and so they once said to him, "Don't you know that smoking kills you?" He said, "No, smoking doesn't kill me, a virus kill." So, okay, fine. Let's finish off with this. Okay, so let's finish the last piece, number 8 here. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is talking about a case, Namachlokis, Mechaber, and Rama. When it comes to reheating food, on Shabbos, so the Mechaber says, anytime the food goes below Yad to Ledesbo, even though it might still be warm, you cannot return the food back to the fire. But the Rama holds that as long as it's not cold, but somewhat warm, you are allowed to return the food back to the heat. The Mechaber says, once it goes below Yad to Ledesbo, it's Aser, it's considered cold, but we hold if it's still a bit warm, you could still return it. So now the question is, if I am a Sfardi, or if you're a Sfardi, the Sfardim here, can they ask me to put the food back on the fire for them? Because for me, as Ashkenazi,
it's not completely cooked.
It's completely cooked. Just reheating food. So for me, the tea is still warm. I'm allowed to put it back on. I can reheat it. But for the Sfardim, it's Aser, can they ask me? So what the Rosh Hashanah Zalman ends up saying, it depends on why you hold it's Aser. If you hold it's Aser because that's really the din, it's real Iser, so then it would be a violation of Lifnei Iver, then you cannot tell the person to put the food on, the Ashkenazi to put the food on. If you only hold because of a chumrah, it's a chumrah that you're holding like the Sfardim, then one would be allowed to. So let's just, another example might be more applicable. Let's say Rabbeinu Tam in Shabbos. I hold Rabbeinu Tam 72 minutes after Shabbos. So I personally hold out chumrah only. So now for me it's a chumrah to hold on the extra few minutes. For you, you already ended Shabbos. So I would be allowed, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, to ask you to do an Isra Melacha for me because I'm only holding B'Torah's chumrah. If I held Mikra Din, that Rabbeinu Tam, his Mama Shabbos is still continuing for 72 minutes, then I cannot ask you to do an Isra Melacha for me. So that's what Rosh Hashanah Zaman says. It depends on why you hold its Aser, Alts Chumrah, or Alts Real Isra. Okay, so we'll stop here. And maybe next week we'll do a continuation of other applications of people opening up bottles for you on Shabbos.